I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Hello there. Welcome to Light Hustler. It's a podcast all about addiction recovery and sharing your dark to find your light. Welcome to the show. I'm Anna David. This podcast features interviews with people about their addiction and recovery often, as well as stories from my storytelling show. But before we get into that, let me get into something else, which is only relevant if you are hearing this before January 21st, 2019. And that is that my complete Audience Building for Writers package is available for $797, or you can do it in four payments, but you gotta do it before January 21st in order to get it at that discount. It includes just so many videos and PDFs and freebies and goodies, and it covers websites for writers, newsletters for writers, promotion for writers, social media for writers, public speaking for writers, and also how to make your book a bestseller for both traditional and self-published books. It gets into everything. It has newsletter nurturing sequences that you should be giving for your newsletter list, which you need. I explain how to start a newsletter list, how to grow a newsletter list, what you put in a newsletter. We get into how writers should be using Facebook and Instagram. We get into how to use your platform to then launch a public speaking career where you can do TEDx talks and you can start getting paid $3,000 a gig. So there's so much more. If you go to audiencebuildingforwriters.com, you will get all the information there. Again, get it before January 21st and you will get it for $797 or four payments of $199. I can't do math. I believe that's correct. Anyway, this episode is a story from me. You're getting a lot of me today. It's a story I told at my storytelling show, which takes place once a month in the city of Los Angeles. It is about my relapse. How does a girl relapse and end up taking 4.5 hits of ecstasy and then end up talking about it over 18 years later? Sober over 18 years. Whew, it's a long time. Okay, I hope you love it.
So I bring up the next person, and I'm really happy to do it. I met her tonight. She is the creator of this show. She's a writer, New York Times bestseller, 6 books, which I can't even fathom. I've read 6. But she's been on TV shows, Talking Head. She's the creator of all of this. Please welcome Anna David.
Give it up for Matt Gallagher. Holy shit! Did anyone else listen and go like, oh, maybe I'm not an addict? My shit wasn't that bad. So as I told you, 18 years of sobriety on Monday. So I am going to tell you about November 18th of 2000. Oh, yeah. So you know how they say like, oh, a relapse, that starts before you drink. They are right. They are right about that. I remember the minute my relapse started. I was at outpatient. I was 6.5 months sober. I'd gone to rehab May 2nd. And I'm at outpatient, and a friend is like, shares. He's like, so last night I totally like did coke with these people, and then we were up all night. And he was gay but in the closet, so I thought we were in love. And so after the meeting, I'm like, I take him aside, and I'm like, okay, so was it terrible? Was it awful? Did the birds chirp and you wanted to die and suicide? And he's like, no, it was amazing. And I'm like, they've been lying to us in AA. They told us like a head full of AA and a body full of booze. Like, you'll be so depressed. So I was like, oh my God. And he goes, yeah, you know what? I don't think I'm an alcoholic. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't think I am either. Because I had been fully willing to surrender that I had like a cocaine problem and maybe a bit of an Ambien problem and possibly like a sort of OxyContin, whatever. Like I had those problems, but I was like, I don't even really like drinking. And so I had that idea. So that's like lodged in my brain. And then I go to one of these like dumb Hollywood parties and I run into this guy who I was convinced was like the coolest guy in the world. You know when you're like, you're like in your 20s and you're like, oh, that's and this guy. I know him today. He's the furthest thing from the coolest guy in the world. But anyway, when I knew him, he was sober and I was, you know, a drunk. And so I see him and I'm like, oh, my God, guess what? I'm sober and I've been to rehab and I think it's so fucking cool. And he's like, yeah, you know what? I don't do that anymore. And I'm like, what? He had been 10 years sober. He's like, yeah, that's kind of lame, that thing. No. I drank. And so then I'm like, oh my God, like my boyfriend from rehab, who I didn't know was gay at the time, and the coolest guy in the world, like they're not sober anymore. So obviously being sober isn't as cool as I thought it was. And so then this guy comes up to me and he's like an agent, where he couldn't have not been an agent. Do you know that guy? Like he was like born working for CAA. He was like the smarmiest, like least appealing human ever. And yet when he said to me, he asked me out and I was like this little thing in my brain. I didn't understand this at the time. I was like, yeah, because I was planning my relapse. And I thought, because my alcoholism is really smart. And it was like, oh my God, like do this with this like disgusting agent who couldn't be anything but an agent who thinks you are going to sleep with him because he's a very powerful agent. And so this disgusting, powerful agent says like, hey, I could make you dinner this Saturday night, which I know is agent speak for I could have sex with you because I am a powerful agent and you probably will. And I was like, okay. And so I decide I'm going to drink with this guy. And I know, so it's Saturday, so that was like on a Thursday, and so Saturday comes, and I know what you're supposed to do. I know you have sponsors for this particular moment, so you can call your sponsor. I opt not to call my sponsor, but I know I'm going to call somebody. So I call a guy I know who's sober, and this is a guy who I had dated who was sober, a guy who I had dated who had a new girlfriend that I was jealous of. And that's who I call. And I tell him, I'm like, hey, so listen, I really want to drink. And he says all the shit you're supposed to say. He says, don't do it today. You can think about it tomorrow. Think the drink through. He says every single one of those. But what he does not say is, stay right there. I'm leaving my girlfriend. I'm going to come over and make sure you don't drink. He doesn't say that. And so I'm like, okay, well, like, obviously, I can drink. And I get this idea. It's like 2 in the afternoon. And I'm like, well, since I'm going to drink tonight, maybe I should just go buy a bottle. And I recognize this as a very alcoholic thought because I'd been in meetings. And I'm like, since I'm not an alcoholic, let's just forget I had that thought because that is a really bad thought. So I go over to this guy's house and I walk in and he's got like, you know, fucking like wine cellar situation. And I'm like, hey, you know how I told you don't drink? Because I told everybody I didn't drink, especially people who didn't care. I was like, I remember like, right at the beginning of my sobriety being at a restaurant and being like ordering, being like, hey, can I have a Diet Coke? And the waiter's like, yeah, I'll be right back. And I was like, sorry, the reason I'm having a Diet Coke and not like a drink is like I'm this fucking horrible cocaine addict, and if you brought me a drink then I would be like Jaeger shots, and then I would be like calling my dealer, and then I would be contemplating suicide when the birds were chirping. And he was like, totally on the house. I'll be right back with your Diet Coke. So that was me. And so I obviously told this agent that I was sober, and so I said, you know how I told you I don't drink? Well, fuck that. I totally drink now. And his just eyes lit up like, you know, it was Christmas morning, because that was the one thing that had stood in between him like being able to have sex with me. It was like I was a sober girl. So he's like, oh my God, yes, have a drink. And so he pours me a glass of wine and I'm sitting there and I'm drinking it and I'm like, this is what I've been sitting in church basements for? This liquid? Like, this is so benign. This is nothing. And so I'm sharing these thoughts with him, and he's completely co-signing. He's like, I can't believe you thought you were an alcoholic. You know those people? He's like, I can tell by the way you're drinking it that you totally do not have a problem. I'm like, I know these fucking AA people, though. They want you to, like, think you're one of them. He's like, I know. So I'm drinking, and I because I'm not an alcoholic, I'm free to drink as much as I want, you know? And so I'm drinking, and I, like, finish that bottle, and then there's another one. And then we're, like, sitting in this kind of foyer situation, and I remember him saying to me, like, look, I don't feel bad about giving you alcohol, but I feel a little bad about the drugs. And I'm like, oh shit, was I like roofied? Like, what just happened? And I look at his hand, and he's got a handful of pills, specifically pills of ecstasy. And I want to say, because, you know, I'm a drug addict, I'm not an alcoholic, so I want to say, well, I can't do those because, you know, drugs are my problem, and, like, if I do ecstasy, then, like, cocaine. And I'm trying to say that sentence, but I can't say it because my mouth is busy swallowing ecstasy. And so I take one, and, like, you know, I don't know about you guys, but, like, when something doesn't happen fast enough, you think it's never going to happen. I mean, I'm like that today with everything. And so I was really like that with ecstasy. So I wait like 4 minutes. I'm like, I don't fucking feel anything. And he's like, do you want another one? I'm like, I do. So I take another one, wait another like 4 minutes, still feel nothing. Do you want another one? Yes, I do. So then, you know, like, and maybe some of you guys have experience with this. Like, you're like, well, I really fucked up this AA thing. So maybe I should just kind of go all out. Like, you know, I mean, I'm here I am. And I was fucked up, but not that fucked up. Like, this guy, he had this, like, mansion, and I remember we were kind of, like, running around. Like, I remember he had a sauna, and we were in it, but wearing clothes. And then I remember we were outside, and I was chain-smoking. And I remember telling him stories, and he was just looking at me, and he was like, you are so charming. You should have your own television show. Which is an amazing line if you're an agent, because, like, the fucked up girl's like, yeah, maybe he'll get me one, you know? And this is going on and on and on, and he's trying. He was so disgusting that, like, I didn't even kiss him. Like, 3.5 hits of ecstasy, 3 bottles of wine, a mansion, a fucking CIA agent, and he couldn't even get me to kiss him. That's how gross this guy was. And I remember sitting there, and it was like 3 or 4 in the morning, and what's happened is, what I've done is beginning to really dawn on me. And I'm like, okay, shit, this was bad. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm just not gonna tell anybody. Nobody needs to know about this. I'm gonna have 6.5 months. I'll have 7 months soon. And I'm like making this plan, and he's like, you know, you can't leave. Like, you have to stay. And I'm like, you know what? No, I'm gonna leave. And I got in my car. It was like 4:30 in the morning, and I remember I got in my car and totally fucked up. I drive home, and it was not smart to drive, and it was not smart to do 3.5 hits of ecstasy and drink 2 bottles of wine with this disgusting agent. But I went back to AA the next day, and I actually did what was suggested as opposed to the way I was doing it up until that point. And that was November 19th of 2000. And I am happy to say I have not since then had a drink, taken ecstasy, done coke, or ever had sex with an agent. Thank you. Okay. Thank you.